The snow has melted, leaving behind last year's leaves, grass, and the litter that has accumulated since Innisfil's last pitch in day community cleanup. Notes Carol Griffith, every year, communities struggle with the garbage from recycling, garbage cans themselves, and simply put, trash just thrown. That's why she isn't waiting for the annual town-sanctioned pitch-in day, but has already reached out to Nanter Shores and St. Peter's Secondary Schools, and invited students and the community at large to participate in a community cleanup at Innisfil Beach Park on Sunday, April 24. Not only will the students be able to earn community hours, they will help the environment, and build pride in the community. It's win-win-win, says Griffith. She understands why people walk past the trash that has accumulated in ditches or at roadsides. I fully understand the mindset. Why should I pick up somebody else's garbage, that has blown or been thrown? She notes, but asks another question in response. Simply put, who else will do it? She adds, pride begins at home. Our environment needs our help. Anyone interested in participating in the cleanup of Innisfil Beach Park, which could extend along Innisfil Beach Road, depending on the number of volunteers who come out, is asked to contact Griffith by leaving a message on Innisfil Chat, on Facebook. Participants should bring their own gloves, if possible. Hopefully, pitch-in garbage bags will be provided by the town. Volunteers are asked to meet at the entrance to Innisfil Beach Park at 10 a.m. on April 24 and come prepared to pick up litter and beautify the community for spring.